Hi, this is Dax Jacobson, and you're listening to the Rural Towns Project Podcast, where I combine my day job as a business professor with my love for the rural American West I grew up in. In the podcast, I talk to the people who are actually trying to make a living in, and to the researchers, artists, and others inspired by, the rural towns of the American West. I hope to help myself and others understand the past, appreciate the present, and positively impact the future of rural towns in the American West. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I talk to Chris Jensen, florist and owner of Daisy Hollow Floral in Malad, Idaho. Chris and his shop are beloved in Malad and throughout rural southeast Idaho. We talk about how Chris came to be a florist and rural small business owner. He bought and took over the shop at age 21, and the importance of family and community. Chris also provides some interesting insights on the behind the scenes of how flowers get from wholesalers to an arrangement on a rural kitchen table. We talk about the most popular flowers and flower holidays in Malad, and we end, as always, with the road trip music question. Chris, thanks so much for agreeing to be on the Rural Towns Project podcast. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat. So maybe first question is, how are you and how's business? Things fully recovered from our pandemic sort of stage, or how are things?
Yeah, things are good here. We've been staying pretty busy through it, and people are still sending flowers to people, and so we're not complaining. It's been good business.
Was there maybe a boost in business? People send flowers that they couldn't go visit during all of the COVID nonsense?
I say a little. I think maybe a little bit more on the sadder part, like a lot of funerals.
Yeah.
We've done. But in that case, that's what we've mainly done.
All right. Well, we sort of jumped right in. I started talking about flowers, but maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about you and about the company, about Daisy Hollow Floral.
Yeah. So I'm Chris, and I bought the shop when I was 21 years old, and it's been 23 years. I've had my anniversary.
I was so just going to say, was that like 2 years ago? You look way too young for that, Chris. So
I wish. It feels like it sometimes.
Okay.
No, but that's how I got in the business. I used to deliver flowers after high school. I used to come here and work, and the owner let me do bud vases, and I just had a knack, she said. So
She
called me up and said, hey, I'm going to sell. I think you should buy it. And so I lived in Logan at the time, and I moved back with my mom and dad and bought the business and was here for 23 years now.
That was at age 21. You said, yeah, I'll come back and buy it.
Yep. I said, okay, we'll do it. So my parents helped me get it for a little bit. And we just expanded a little bit and just grew through those years.
Did you think early on, Chris, that at 21, like, yeah, I'm going to make a career of this? Or was this like, this is an adventure. Let's see what happens.
I really liked creating stuff.
So yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever own a flower shop. I was actually going to go into landscaping.
Okay.
But I went to work at my uncle's landscaping business in California, and I thought, you know what, it's too much hard work. I don't want to do that. But so I went around the other way, and I think I did the flowers more. So
I did landscaping in college at Utah State. I can agree. That's too hard of work. It kept me motivated.
I was the gopher, I guess. I had to fill all those the sprinkler lines in, and I thought, I don't want to do that. I want to create.
Yeah. So 23 years, I mean, you said your parents helped you. Did you rely on any resources, or was this like, my mom and dad are going to help me with the loan, I'm going to the bank, or how was it?
That's pretty much what it did. They helped me, you know, they had to co-sign with me. It just all fell into place, I think. So it worked. We're here and we're surviving.
That's crazy. You know, I'm down here in Salt Lake, and I talked to some folks in the government in Utah and also in Idaho talking about what resources we need to make available and how we can help small businesses. And most of the conversations I have, Chris, is just like you, where you're like, we figured it out. I went to my parents, I went to family, we got a loan, we figured it out. We worked hard and we made it work. So it makes me wonder if we've got the wrong idea down here about all these ideas about stuff to do. And really it's just people getting down to work.
Yep. I think so too.
So were there any COVID related assistance that helped out or anything when you were going, or was this just, again, relying on the community and business?
I just relied on the community. I didn't get any assistance or anything like that. I just thought, you know, just keep your foot down and work, and things will work out for you. That's how I think. So.
And it's worked out for 23 years.
Yeah.
But let's say I was made like the
the czar or the guru for Malad or for Oneida County or for the state and said, okay, Chris, you're representing all small business owners in small rural towns. What is it that I could do to help you? Whether that's like lower your taxes or give you, you know, more money to pay your, whatever it was, is there anything you think that would be helpful?
Well, money's always nice. improvements like on the building or
okay.
We just did a wall on our, a mural on our wall that we have outside, through a grant that the city, that, there was a beautification grant.
Oh, nice.
So we, got a mural on the, wall outside of our shop now, which is really good. I don't know. I just, lowering taxes are always nice, but, I don't know. I just think, improvement of your building or
improvement
outside or maybe even inventory. I don't know, a thing where you can purchase inventory or maybe, I don't know, like a cooler or something for your flowers or something like equipment or something.
Yeah. Is Malad spending some time on beautification or is this kind of a one-off where you got a mural or is there really a focused effort to do some things on the old buildings?
There is quite a, there is a grant out there. You have to apply for and they, there's a committee that accepts it. I think they do try to do something once a year in the community for the community, the grant. They're always doing things in town to help improve it and beautification. And we take pride at our shop too. We have windows that we decorate everything for the seasons to dress up the community. And people look forward to my windows. A lot of people talk about them.
Who does that? Who does those windows? Is that you? Is that your staff?
Yeah. I come up with something. So for the summer, we did pink flamingos all outside the shop. So we had pink and white baskets, you know, hanging baskets. And then we had pink flamingos all on the sidewalk and up by our building. And we were just, it was all pink flamingos.
You feel a lot of pressure, Chris, to come up with something new that the community's going to love every season.
Yes. I really try to think of something fun for the windows. And some come together really well. Some just struggle and then they always work out.
But I'm sure it works out.
People always think it looks nice. So
yeah.
Sometimes we're our own expertise a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, Malad's not that big. So
no, it's not that big.
Where's the most, and you know, I'm from McCammon, that's 700.
That's right,
you're bigger than McCammon, that's for
we
sure.
Are.
But I wonder, is most of your clientele obviously Malad, but are you getting people from, you know, up my way, from Downey, McCammon, you getting south into Tremonton? I mean, where do people come?
I say mostly here is the community in Malad.
Yep.
We do serve Downey and Airmo and McCammon. There is a funeral home over there in McCammon.
Yep.
I'm in Airmo, actually. So
yep.
We do quite a bit. I think there's a lot of people that come over from over the hill that way to come shop here or to get flowers. I mean, we deliver. I know during the holiday, like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, we go to Downey and to McCammon and Airmo and deliver flowers just for those occasions.
Yeah.
You know, but we used to go there quite a bit when I first bought the business. And then it kind of was a little hard because we kept growing out in the outskirts of the town. And so it was a lot farther than, you know, we wanted to go. So we kind of just said it had to be right in town before we could take anything because we were just going too far out in the country.
Yeah.
Backwards and, you know, so we kind of stopped that. But we still go to Downey, McCammon, and Airmo.
Yeah, I think the only other option would be for my parents would be to go to Pocatello or down to Preston, right?
Yep, through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about, and I'm going to show, you know, how little I know, how naive I am about this. Where do you get your supplies to make your beautiful arrangements? Where does that come from? Where are the flowers?
The flowers. And that. We have a wholesaler that lives in Provo, Utah. There's called Red Mountain. They supply us. There's also a flower shop in Ogden called JFS. It's a wholesale place. Jimmy's Floral. They supply us here in Malad. We pick our flowers up in Tremonton pretty much 5 days a week if we want. We can get flowers or they can ship them overnight to us by Max Wage, a trucking company that stops through here and drops them off. So they get their flowers kind of from Florida, California, Ecuador. You know, so it's kind of, you know, flowers are always going to be grown and cut. And it's a process. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Flowers are. And you always thought you have to be gentle with them. That's what my mom always thought. But they've been handled rough, and flowers are tougher than they think. You think so? It's amazing.
All this talk in the news about supply chain, is that having any impact on flowers getting to you?
No, there's just been an increase on price of the flowers. Yeah. I mean, they've gone up a little bit. Not direct, you know, not too much, but they've gone up a little bit. But I know there's a little shortage on some stuff, maybe just not as much quantity as they used to can be able to get, but there's pretty much all the flowers are still available.
Wow. Is it, how many employees do you have, Chris? Is that you going to pick up the flowers? You got someone else?
I have one employee that right now that, we take turns going back and forth. Sometimes I like to go just to get out of the shop and take a break. But, during the holidays, like Valentine's Day, there's probably 7 of us here.
Oh, wow.
And I have extra people that come in to help. They deliver, come people run the front. Memorial Day is our biggest holiday.
Oh, really?
It's great. Yeah. So, I have all my family come, all my brothers and sisters come and help. They all learned the system of the flower. And my dad soaks the Oasis, which is a foam that absorbs water that the flowers can drink. And that's his job. And my sister Jo comes and she greens.
Oh, wow.
I taught her how to green the baskets. My sister Kim makes the flowers. My brother Craig comes and he learned how to green baskets. So my family really helped me out a lot.
Good. That's awesome.
So, and then I have some other people here to help, and we deliver to the cemeteries.
Yeah.
We do a service where we take flowers up to the cemetery for Memorial Day when people can't come. So it's just crazy. Memorial Days are just probably one of the biggest holidays for us here in Malad.
Interesting.
Just, yeah, it's just a lot of flowers in the basement. It's crazy.
have you seen a change over your 23 years? Are we giving, I'm just curious, are we giving less or more flowers at, say, Memorial Day than we used to as these tiny communities?
You know, we keep record of things, and so far we've done about the same quantity. Sometimes we do a little bit more, but I haven't seen an decrease of anything in Memorial Day flowers or like people sending flowers, you know, for their loved ones. It's still been about the same. I just know a different generation's coming up, so we'll kind of see how it is. I think it will decline a little bit. But,
do you?
I just think the next couple generations are coming, and it's just I don't know. It's just different. I think it's a different, I don't know what
they'll send a text or put something on Snapchat instead.
Yeah, about it. It's just sending a flower bouquet. All about that. Snapchat.
Yeah. So is it basically all word of mouth? I'm guessing by now people know, hey, this is a great place to come, and we're going to your shop.
Yeah. I just think a lot of people, word of mouth. I think a lot of people, have family from, you know, here, and they've scattered, and then they've ordered flowers before we call, and we'll order flowers and they'll receive that. They'll send it to someone we'll add, and then they call them and tell them how beautiful it was. And I think just word of mouth, I think you just have to put a good product out there and just be who you are and not change who you are to impress people. But I just think that's what I think I've done in my business, is just been me, and I've tried to send good quality flowers. Flowers do die, which is a bad thing. We try, you know, if they do die in a short amount of time, I wish people would say something. And usually you always hear it about a month or 2 months later, and you're right. I would like to do something for you, but it's been a little while. But unfortunately, but people, you know, they're pretty good here. I mean, we take care of our customers, and I think flowers just bring sunshine to a lot of people, bring happiness.
Absolutely. So
flowers are probably the best thing you could probably ever do, because it just brightens people's day up when you knock on their door with a flower ring.
That is true. That is true. I'm guessing at this point you don't have to worry about social media or anything anyways. People know where you are and who you are, know your quality, and so they're coming, right?
Yep. And we do have a Facebook account. We post things randomly on there. You know, it's kind of fun to get response back, and people get, you know, but I, you know, a lot of times you don't have time to do all that. Lucky you just get the orders out during the day, trying to, some days we're really busy. Some days we're kind of a little quieter, but you're good. We always do the things, you know, that we put off that we needed to do during the week that we didn't get done. But, for most part, we stay pretty busy.
So does a florist who's a one man or maybe two man shop, when you, and then you got family, I know, helping, do you ever get a day off?
Well, sometimes.
When's the last time you had a real vacation, Chris?
Well, yeah, we don't really plan vacation because it never works out because always something happens. So it's always the spur of the moment thing.
Yeah.
But Forrest, it's kind of like, you know, you work 7 days a week sometimes. I mean,
yeah.
It just depends on when funerals are. And I mean, I've worked, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think my parents taught me hard work, and I've always just been a hard worker, and but yeah, I don't think I get a day off completely. I always get called in or something.
I'm sure.
For something, but it's all good. That's part of the job.
So what challenges do you, we talked about in the new generation, are there any other challenges you see coming for a business like yours in a small community that you're thinking about?
I think the community is growing. So I think that's a plus.
Yeah.
I think maybe having more options. I mean, there's not a lot of like a flower shop. I mean, there is another flower shop that came in a little while ago, but
okay.
I mean, so there's that. I mean, I think that's a downfall, that you're going to have other things come in, or another gift shop. Cause we do have a little gift shop, little stuff, a storefront where we sell things. But I just think, you know, I mean, we've been around for 23 years. People know what I do. People like my, you know, what I give and what I put out there. So I think you just keep doing that, and I think things will work out. I mean,
yeah. So what gives you hope for the next 23 years? If it's last,
hope.
Yeah.
Winning the lottery would be the hope. Or finding one on the street.
Wait, I'm guessing, Chris, based on what you've told me in our little interaction here, even if you got the lottery, they couldn't keep you out. You'd probably still be making flowers.
I probably would. I probably wouldn't get completely. Yeah, maybe a vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't tell anybody where I was going, so they couldn't find me. But it's the flower shop's fun. It is a lot of fun. Some, you know, we do. It's just a people reaction of receiving something. And it's a good feeling when you drop something off to somebody that had a bad day, or, you know, just a pick me up or a get well. I mean, you know, things more than what I think people want to know that, you know,
cause yeah, that's probably,
we know what
true.
Things are going on a little bit, like who's sick or who's this or who had this, but
we saw Chris drop off flowers at somebody's house. What happened?
Yeah. What's going on happening? But it's kind of crazy because I've seen, like, for 23 years now, I've seen some that the youth, you know, when they were brand new babies growing up to graduation, and now they're getting married. And I've seen the change in them. And I've been part of their family throughout all those, you know, times, like graduation flowers, birthday flowers. And now they're getting married. I'm doing their wedding flowers. So it's kind of neat. That's what I think is kind of neat, is see them grow up. And then, you know, you're still connected to them, and you've done, you know, previous things for them throughout the years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then weddings did come back after COVID too. Weddings picked up.
That's true.
At the right at the COVID thing, it was going to, you know, we did a few, wasn't as many, or we just did a bouquet for the bride. But now it seems like the weddings are kind of coming back, where they're doing bridesmaids, groomsmen, you know, things like that for the wedding business.
Well, I'm guessing this next question I had for you, you've answered a little bit of it, Chris, when you talk about just being involved in the community, but some people that didn't grow up like you and I did down here in the big city, what do you wish they knew about? And maybe you don't want to tell them the secret because you don't want people to keep moving up there. Right. But what do you wish they knew about living and working and having a small business in a rural community like Malad? The good and the bad.
The good. I think the good is the community, the friendliness.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we wave to people as you drive. If you don't wave, you're in trouble. They think they're mad at you, you know, but I think just people have your back a little bit. They watch over you. And then also a good thing is that I know what people like. I mean, if they don't like this certain flower, some people don't like, you know, I think that's a quality that you have in a smaller town. Like, or what their style is, or what colors they don't like. But the bad is you don't have many options, you know, but you don't need a lot of options when you got the best.
But maybe, like you said, the good is everybody, you know what people like. The bad is that everyone knows what everyone likes too, right? I mean,
yes, that's right. That is the bad. They all know what's in your, you know, everything that you know.
Yeah.
But that's about the, you know, maybe just the variety of stuff you can get. But It's not that far to go places to grab other things, but
and Amazon delivers everywhere now, right?
Yes, they do, right? Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else you think I should have asked, but I didn't, or maybe you were expecting me to ask, right?
Well, let's see. I'll tell a little bit about Valentine's Day because that's like a big flower day holiday.
That's what I would have guessed was the biggest day, but it's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. I think it's just in the small communities where
everyone goes to the graveyard.
Yes, yes. Yep. So Valentine's Day, is mainly roses. It's crazy because, for now roses are kind of down and then they kind of gradually get higher, higher before Valentine's Day. But we order about 1,200 roses.
Oh, wow.
And then there's other flowers also that we get. But we have, a good variety of flowers. We deliver all day that day. I mean, we've delivered up to 8 o'clock that night.
Oh, wow.
1,200 roses. It's a lot of roses. We get a good variety of flowers. But it's amazing just the quality of the roses, how they are. I always worry about them if they're going to come in good or if they're bad. Because we have to pre-order our flowers in advance. So, we do it about a month before the holiday. So we kind of guess what we want. They kind of lock us in a price. So we kind of try to do that so you don't have to order anything more closer because the prices do raise up a little bit.
Is 1,200 pretty consistent for the last several years of how many roses you're getting?
Yeah, I think I kept record. I think it was 600 when I first opened up, maybe.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I think I gone up every year. I think we did 80 dozen last year.
Wow.
Close to 80 dozens or 70, something like that.
I was just going to ask if roses have come in or out of fashion, but it sounds like they're still going strong as ever.
They are going strong. I think that's Valentine's Day is probably the main thing. I mean, they all say love. The roses. They all have different meanings, but the color wise, but I think roses are just what people think, what they should send to their sweetheart.
And is the red rose still the one? Is that the the most popular?
Red rose is the main popular one. Yep.
Any other? Go ahead.
I'll just say what my favorite flower is.
I was going to just ask that.
What's your favorite flower? Mine is the flower, I'd say an anthurium, the green anthurium. It's kind of a tropical flower. It's shaped like as a heart. It's kind of a shiny little flower. It comes in green and different colors, but I like the green shade the best. It has a little thing that I don't know, we call it little boy sometimes. That's kind of what but it's an anthurium. I like
and where it. Do the where can you get an anthurium? Where does that is that being grown?
Well, they grow in Hawaii mainly, but we can get them in tropical flowers in bouquets that we can get. But our wholesaler sells them. You just get them.
Oh wow.
It's kind of a tropical flower.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite flower.
Related to that question, Chris, if someone is gonna get something from your shop, what are you known for? Like just amazing arrangements, but it's like, what is the one thing? If it's like, you're going to get flowers from Chris, this is what you got to get.
I think just like, you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah.
For one thing. And I think just the style or the variety of flowers that I use, or a lot of people, I don't know. They just, the way I put them together or the color scheme, it's a thought process. You just don't whip out flowers.
No.
You have it in your head kind of before you design your bouquet. So you have something in your head. So that's what I think about the flower thing. I mean, you already have the design in your head. So then you kind of create it. I think that's what you're going to get from me is a good quality flowers, good service, and you're going to get bang for your buck.
Awesome. Well, Chris, I'm going to ask you one last question.
Okay.
And it's called the road trip music question. So I love music and I ask this in basically any context when I'm talking to somebody. So let's say you and I are headed from Salt Lake up to Malad. I'm driving. We pass the border. We're headed from Utah to Idaho on I-15. Yep. And I look to turn to you, Chris, and say, okay, you're in charge, whether it's old school CD player or the radio or Spotify or whatever you're on your iPhone. And I say, who are we listening to? You have to give me a band or a musician, a name. What are we going to listen to? Whatever. No pressure. This is the hardest question you got all day.
Listen to? I don't know what they listen to. Well, I'll say the band that I used to like in my era, Matchbox 20.
There you go. We're the same era. You couldn't escape it.
That was my big thing, but I don't think they're around anymore. I think I tell my kids, Matchbox 20. They're like, huh?
Yeah. That'd be all right. That'd be a fun.
I like it. That's, yeah. I'd say Matchbox 20.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Well, Chris, I know you're crazy busy. I just want to thank you again for taking the time. This is great. I have not talked to a florist yet, so I learned a lot on this one.
That was great.
And I got to get, I'll get some flowers ordered one of these times when I'm up there and get them delivered to my mom or my mother-in-law. That'd be great.
Yeah, we would love to do it for you.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much.
You bet.
My thanks to Chris for being on the podcast. His love and dedication for his craft and his community come across clearly in any conversation you have with him. I highly recommend you get up to Malad and visit his shop. If you can't get up there but you know someone in his delivery area, order some flowers and have them delivered to someone you care about. And thanks for listening. Please tell your friends and please subscribe to and rate the podcast so we can continue to get these stories out there. Thanks and stay safe.